For the last 5 years, I used to make the commute to the valley every day. Just put a toll on my car, but it allowed me to listen to the radio fairly often. And if you listen to the Dennis Prager show at all, you tune in on Friday morning, and on Friday morning at 11 a.m., Dennis Prager has a segment called the Happiness Hour. Has anybody heard of that or listened to it? Every week. He focuses on happiness, and the premise of the segment is that happiness is not just a character trait and an emotion. Rather, he says, it is a moral obligation upon us that if we are going to make this world a better place, happiness is something that we need to do. And he says, even if you are not happy, you should begin to act happy, because only acting happy will allow us to begin to find the emotion of happiness. Agree or disagree, we're not going to have that conversation right now. But I want to look at first on the micro level, then at the macro level, and then on the Jewish level. Because he says that on the micro level, if you speak to either an unhappy child or an unhappy spouse or somebody who is unhappy with some type of relationship, then that person is going to less willing to contribute not just to their small individual circle, but actually to the society at large. And if you look at it on a macro level, the same is true with societies, with communities, and with the world at large. Often, usually annually, there's a survey that comes out about which countries are the happiest. And everybody's usually surprised that Israel is very close to the top. Even though with all the existential threats and the difficult neighborhood that Israel is located in, often Israelis seem to be, at least according to the survey, happy. Former president of Israel, Shimon Peres, is very famous at saying, what the Jews and what Israelis have contributed to the world at large is the prospect of dissatisfaction. We love being dissatisfied, but being dissatisfied actually allows us to be happier because we want to achieve a goal. We want to achieve something greater. And look at our country, the Declaration of Independence. We are founded on the basic principles of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. There are not many other countries in this world that in their foundational principles speak about the obligation to be happy. Now on the Jewish side of things, we just entered the month of Adar, and we have a saying that says, Misha nichnas Adar marbi v'simcha, that when we enter the month of Adar, Purim is just a couple of days away now, we must increase our happiness. Now that is the exact opposite of what we say when the month of Av enters in about late July, early August. When we commemorate the destruction of the temple, we say, Misha nichnas Av mima'atim v'simcha, that when the month of Av comes in, we actually have to decrease our amount of happiness in our lives. The Munkanja Rebbe notes that this idea of adding happiness to our lives in the month of Adar is nowhere to be found in the Shulchan Aruch, the Jewish law code. It's nowhere to be found, and it doesn't tell us what to do. Because if you look at our rituals and our liturgy, in Adar we don't add anything to be happy. We don't add any prayers and we don't subtract any prayers. Rather, we are just commanded to have a different emotion. Now he says that is the reason. But Rashi, a very famous commentator, tells us that it says to be happy in Adar. He said that's obvious. In Purim we are saved, in the Purim story, in the Megillat Esther. Miracles occurred in the month of Adar, so we should be happy. In fact, the Talmud goes even further that says if you are going to have a court case, you should always schedule it in Adar, because we have more mazel, we have more luck in Adar, and never schedule it in the month of Av. So if you get a summons for jury duty, and it's in July or August, maybe try and find an excuse and put it in Adar, right? Now, it's sort of tongue-in-cheek, but there's a deeper message. You see, when we begin Adar, we're not just looking at Purim. We're actually looking a couple of weeks away towards Pesach. Because Adar begins that season of Geulah, of redemption, and looking for not just our communal freedom, but actually allows ourselves, once again during the Jewish calendar, to look inside ourselves and say, what redemptive process are we going to go through over these next few weeks? Happiness is just part of simcha. The deeper message is joy. And there's a difference between happiness and joy. Kay Warren, the wife of Pastor Rick Warren, co-founder of Saddleback Church in Orange County, wrote her book that is entitled Choose Joy. And that title is fantastic, but I think the tagline is even better. Her book is called Choose Joy, ... because happiness is not enough. Choose joy because happiness is not enough. And she writes that it is very easy for all of us to be happy and find joy in the peaks of our lives. Simchas, everyday miracles. But she writes, what about the valleys in our lives? What about those times when we as individuals feel alone and feel that God is not present in our lives? How are we able to find joy in those moments? And so she continues. She says that joy is fuller than happiness. Joy lasts longer than excitement. Joy is more satisfying than just pleasure. She finally concludes, which is truly the message of Adar, joy is rich, joy is full. Joy is not an entitlement, we must work at it. Joy is a gift from God, and in this month of Adar, it can be ours too. Shabbat Shalom.